Previously on the Baker's Dozen podcast.
Should there be a third season of True Detective? And if there is, will you watch it?
The only way I'm going to watch the next season is if they get Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly
yes.
to do the season. Because at least I can laugh at some terrible acting.
Wait, are we live right now? Come on.
Where you find a show as polarizing as HBO's True Detective, The Daily Beast Season 1 review is a good screenshot of the critical acclaim the show had. The perfect conclusion to a series that has come to as close to perfection over the course of its 8 all-too-brief episodes as any I can remember. As for Season 2's critical reception, perhaps The Hollywood Reporter said it best. True Detective is trying so hard here it hurts. Pizzolatto has inexplicably made every character in this season spout clipped and elliptical phrases, and begin to pile up so quickly that you soon realize there's no flow to the characters, no realism to them. So what happened? Well, a lot. Casting was a mess, especially with 4 lead characters. I loved Colin Farrell's performance, but he was hated by a lot of people. Rachel McAdams seemed miscast, Taylor Kitsch was miscast and poorly written, all the guy did was brood, and Vince Vaughn? Man, the dialogue alone made that performance impossible to enjoy. Vince Vaughn never had a chance. It really lacked the vision that Season 1 had with director Cary Fukunaga that he worked so brilliantly behind the camera of every episode. Plus, the second season had no Alexandra Daddario. Seriously, more of her, please. And writing, that was the biggest mess for the maligned second season. The saying goes that you have your whole life to write the first season of a show, and then 2 to 3 months to write the second season. And yet the show will be back one way or another. HBO is not officially thrown in the towel on their investment, and I don't think they're willing to give up on this entity even if they have to go 2 years in between seasons. Not without one more serious attempt, whenever that may be, and whomever may be involved, including Pizzolatto. And that's why I'm here to help fix the situation, or just blow it up to the point of no return. My name is River City Clement, and welcome to the 10th episode in our 4th season, right here at the Baker's Dozen Podcast. Today's episode is a little outside the box, but does have a familiar pop culture theme. 2 seasons ago, show favorite Trey Fernando suggested the only way he'd watch another season of True Detective was if it starred Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Yeah, the stepbrothers. And while Season 3 of True Detective may or may not ever happen, it got me thinking, what other cast combinations, fictional or real, plausible or completely implausible, would have me interested as a viewer? What's the best seller? Suffice to say, I had a few ideas that I wanted to share. Some serious, some comical, and some downright impossible. But all fun to put together. So I ran with it, 13 ideas for 13 casts for the third season of True Detective. Some are out of TV, some are out of movies, some are a little more realistic than others, but some, they're just too good to be true. So with that being said, let me introduce you to all of my 13 ideas. And check out everything we have to offer here at the Baker's Dozen Podcast by subscribing to this show. Whether it's on iTunes, SoundCloud, or Google Play, we're Android friendly, we're Apple friendly, hey, you can listen to us anywhere. You can also find a link in the info and description for this episode to our Tumblr page to see black and white advertisement posters for each of these potential seasons. Trust me, it's the perfect visual aid to see our ideas here for Season 3 come to life. For True Detective. So without further delay, let's get into the 13 suggested casting choices for Season 3 of HBO's True Detective. Hey, if these don't work, what will?
Change will come to those who have no fear. But I'm not her, you never were. The kind who kept a rule book near.
In an effort to hip up his act, Job had briefly introduced a puppet.
I tell you something, my man.
Sure, Franklin.
You are one cool. Speaking of mothers, let me give that oatmeal some brown sugar.
Get off my wife, you bastard!
Oh, man.
Our first idea: Arrested Development's Job and Franklin. Arrested Development is the funniest show I've ever seen. In fact, it's the greatest duo from the funniest show that I ever saw: Job Bluth and his puppet Franklin. That would be perfect first choices for the third season of True Detective. I can see the two of them out on the case, both in the courtroom and out of the courtroom, tackling racial stereotypes and blending high comedy and high melodrama. Pretty easy choice to start things off, right?
Come on, you get to dance with Melissa LaFever. I'd sell body parts for a chance like that.
Troy, Melissa LaFever's probably somewhere puking her guts out right now.
Angus.
I'm not going.
Angus.
I'm not going.
Melissa.
Second proposal, Angus Bethune and Troy Wedberg. If you don't remember Angus or haven't seen the movie in years, change that immediately. It's got a killer soundtrack and plenty of teenage angst, and it's the epitome of the outsider mid-90s teen movie. Sometimes it's the ultimate outsider that can bring you the answers that nobody else can find from the inside.
Clarissa explains.
Me, Clarissa. First of all, I can deal with just about anything. Ferg face, worms, mom's tofu sundaes. Even when I panic, it's cool panic. May I be excused to freak out? I'm not allowed to drive until I'm old enough to get my license. Parents are such sticklers for the law.
Third in line is Clarissa Explains It All's brother-sister duo of Clarissa Darling and Ferguson Darling. Keep in mind that this isn't going to be played by Melissa Joan Hart and Jason Zimbler, a.k.a. Ferguson. It's the brother-sister team of Clarissa and Ferguson that got to solve this crime. And yes, Sam can still come through Clarissa's window, as long as it's on a ladder, mind you. Cue the guitar, folks. But Elvis the Crocodile, he's got to go. Deep dive. But the brother-sister tandem could tear into each other and then tear into the case. It'd truly be a retro flashback to the future True Detective story this season that a lot of us are looking for.
Actually, going all the way is like a really big decision. I can't believe I was so capricious about it. Dee, I almost had sex with him.
You almost had sex with who?
Christian.
What?
Yo, look, are you bitches blind or something? Your man Christian is a cake boy.
A what?
He's a disco dancing, Oscar Wilde reading, Streisand ticket holding friend of Dorothy, know what I'm saying?
No way.
He's gay.
Not even.
Yes, even.
He does like to shop share, and the boy can dress.
Oh my god, I'm totally bugging.
Fourth up, Clueless is Cher Horowitz and Dion. They were both named after singers famous in the 70s, and they're the epitome of high school fashion in the 90s. And while Ty is gone, rest in peace, plenty of great cameos like Paul Rudd and Donald Faison, aka Turk of Scrubs, already leads to this potent duo being one of my top choices. Silverstone was never better looking, and Dash was never more relevant for the right reasons. You throw in the 90s dialogue, which would be incredible to enjoy again. Plus, let's be honest, Stacey Dash needs all the help in the PR department she can get, and Alicia Silverstone, she needs to be relevant again. Fifth up, Daria Morgendorfer and Charles Upchuck Ruttheimer III. MTV's most underrated offering of the 90s, forget Daria and Jane, that got messy near the end anyways. It's Upchuck and Daria. They got the grades, but they also suffered as the ultimate inside-outers. Does that make any sense? You know, you watch this show and you start to get it. Upchuck tries to bet his fellow detective at every turn. The two would clearly have the brain power to tackle the toughest of cases, but the social anxiety and awkwardness that would make it tough. Hey, plot holes? Who cares? It'd be fun, it'd be animated, and it'd be different. I'm in.
I'm sorry, Wilson! Wilson, I'm sorry! I'm sorry! Wilson! Wilson!
Nearing the halfway point, idea number 6, Tom Hanks and Wilson. Tom Hanks on premium cable TV, come on, sign me up. And with a volleyball, sign me up even faster. He can play his character in Castaway or himself, I don't care. I just know ratings would be bonkers for this. Seriously, Tom Hanks on premium cable? Let's make it happen. Get Wilson on the phone.
If you want me to wear 37 pieces of flair like your pretty boy over there, Brian, why don't you just make the minimum 37 pieces of flair?
Well, I thought I remembered you saying that you wanted to express yourself.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I do. I do want to express myself. Okay, then I don't need 37 pieces of flair to do it. All right, here's my flair, okay? And this is me expressing myself, okay?
Past the halfway point, and man, I got some fireworks for you. I got some drama, I got some ratings. You want ratings? I can guarantee you 50 million viewers a week. If you just trust me and you put the former Mrs. Pitt teamed up with the current former Mrs. Pitt. That's right, Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Aniston. Look, whichever team you were on before, you'd kill to see them on the same screen. A catfight could be seconds away off the set or during the filming. Seriously, this is the number one ratings grabber, and you can make both women a ton of money. In case you missed it, Netflix released their first season of Fuller House, a sequel to Full House. Seriously, it's been on Netflix for a couple months and it's already been renewed for season 2. And the Olsen twins, to nobody's surprise, stayed far away. However, why not bring back the duo and put Hollywood completely on its ass? Again, this is not a tough sell. They've been under the radar for years, and this could be the perfect vehicle for them to work together on screen and see if they have any real chemistry on TV together. Hey, it might be a dumpster fire, but it'd be one hell of a dumpster fire to watch. The Olsen twins meet True Detective? Come on. Easy sell.
How about our offense? When are we going to put it together? Can we not run the ball down their throats every snap? Can we not throw it anytime we want to throw it? Let's make sure we play like the New York Jets and not some slap team. That's what I want to see tomorrow. Do we understand what the I want to see tomorrow? Let's go to eat a damn snack.
Speaking of twins, why not go a complete 180? If the Olsen twins won't do it, get Rex and Rob Ryan. Look, the power dynamic could be a lot of fun between the two. It could also be a disaster. Look, Buffalo, I mean, it's kind of working this year, but those wheels can come off at any time. And so they might need the work pretty soon. Cheap shot. Boom.
You're late again, Costanza, so listen up. Starting tonight, we're having a little sales contest. The loser gets fired, the winner gets a water pick. Serenity now!
You know what? It doesn't matter. Because I quit.
I guess your mother was right. You never could compete with Lloyd Braun!
Serenity now? While countless duos from Seinfeld would absolutely work on this show, come on, let's really reach. They might not have sold many computers, but how could you not enjoy the mania of Frank Costanza and that silent, brewing rage that is Lloyd Braun? Forget Mayor Dinkins. New York City crime would suffer from this duo. Justice now, insanity later.
You don't seem to understand the situation.
I understand that if any more words come pouring out your mouth, I'm gonna have to eat everything chicken in this room.
You're gonna die for some chickens?
Someone is.
Rolling through double digits, and rumors have them both dead or alive in some way on Game of Thrones, but why not resurrect the Hound of the Mountain as brothers who have literally fought, burned, and maimed each other, who solve a truly heinous set of crimes around Westeros. Sounds like a crossover Game of Thrones True Detective miniseason. Hey, that's an easy sell. You already got all the cast, the sets, and the directors. It also sounds like something fans of both series would be all too excited to see, including yours truly.
You hungry, hungry hippos ate my ice cream. Why was this in your trash?
And who throws away a spoon? It's the easiest utensil to clean.
I don't even think it's ice cream. It's probably medicine. You know, I'm on lots of medicines, Rosa. I'm sick all over.
This is ice cream, and I'm gonna prove it.
Sarge, no, it's been in their mouths.
What am I doing?
Time for the dozen, Brooklyn Nine-Nine's Hitchcock and Scully. We already know the majority of the cast can get the job done in New York's finest borough. What about the two we often see as the butt, literally, of everyone's jokes? Could be a flashback to better times or a resurrection of their fledgling careers. Either way, they already have the gear to be detectives and the appetite to just do about anything. I think HBO can more than work with this underrated duo.
We can run more than corners, B. Period. We could do like Little Willie, man, back in the day with all that number money. And run this goddamn city. Like businessmen. But I think I could talk some sense in his head. Yeah, I ain't no suit-wearing businessman like you. You know, I'm just a gangster, I suppose. And I want my corners.
And the Baker's Dozen save the best for last. Avon Barksdale and Stringer Bell. Together, as part of perhaps TV's finest show in history during its finest season, their showdown in the third season of The Wire was about as good as TV has ever and will ever be. But why not flip the script and see them on the right side of the law, maybe working from the inside? Forget McNulty and Bunk. What about these two taking down crime in Baltimore? It's the reverse fiction story at its absolute finest. Whether it's a parallel universe or just True Detective theory, hey, I'm in. I'm sold, and I want this one the most. Personally, whatever casting news may or may not come over the next several months, I just hope the producers at HBO are at least discussing some ideas. Because I think a third season of True Detective is more than worth the risk, and I think you agree. Shout out once again to Trey Fernandez for helping spark the idea for this episode. If only it could be Farrell and Riley, man, we'd be so fortunate. And if we're lucky enough to get a third season of True Detective, I know I'll be watching. Will you? We'll be back next week with our 11th episode of our fourth season here at the Baker's Dozen Podcast. To make sure you get that episode, subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Whether it's iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, you search for us and you can subscribe and listen to all of our content free of charge. But until then, it's on to the next one.
Sometimes you gotta go back to actually move forward. And I don't mean go back and reminisce or chase ghosts. I mean take a big step back. Like go from winning an Oscar to doing a car commercial. My agent was like, I could understand if you did this right after the Lincoln Lawyer. That would have made sense. But you don't buy a Lincoln because it makes sense. You do it because you love it. Or because you're an Uber driver.